Not every state controller gets to do what Glenn Hagar got to do the other day. He issued an all-points bulletin for help in creating an official Texas gold repository, what would be the only state gold repository in all of the United States. Controller Hagar, welcome to the Texas Standard.
It's great to be with you this morning.
Give us a sense of the proposals you've already received. I mean, one of these sounds a bit like building sort of a Texas-sized Fort Knox in Shiner.
We've had over a dozen points of information from different entities. Some of them would want to build and store a Texas gold bullion facility. Others would suggest scattering multiple points throughout the state where people could store their gold. Unless first, it would be whether individuals would want to store their gold, or if the state of Texas or another entity that's around the world wants to store gold here in the state of Texas. Then others have put in information that would put a payment type system. If you wanted to go in and buy $1,000 or a few hundred dollars worth of gold and essentially have kind of an electronic payment system, much like a PayPal or Apple Credit, where you can go on, you can do that based on a precious metals type system.
Oh,
and then also where you could actually buy and sell. So there's a wide variety of different businesses that are out there. This has been a really interesting project that my staff, that I've created an internal task force within the controller's office to work on this project, and we're just slowly going through our due diligence. We've had a wide variety of interest from a number of people, so it makes it a really interesting project.
You know, Controller Hagar, something that perhaps, I mean, just to get everyone up to speed, you're not doing this just because you're entranced by gold bullion. I mean, this is something that the legislature decided it wanted to do because a lot of Texas gold is up underneath buildings in Manhattan, as I understand it.
That's right. Essentially, the legislature this last session earlier this year, they had passed a piece of legislation that put me in charge of the Texas Gold Bullion Depository. Our objective is to come up with a wide variety of different business models that may work, and then we'll go back and visit with leadership, the governor, lieutenant governor, the speaker, as well as the legislature to see what would be the path. And 2 years ago, a couple sessions ago, the legislature had a piece of legislation that would have the state of Texas only going out on this endeavor. Mm-hmm. And then the legislation that passed would enable us to work with some type of private entities in partnership to create this, if that would be the correct model.
You think about some of these practical issues. There is the issue of getting the bullion to Texas. There's the issue of storage and the cost there. Then you've also got the issue of converting it to dollar bills, liquidity, some people would say.
You could have an aspect where you go to the bank and you deposit money. Well, the money that you get back out later isn't necessarily the same dollars that you brought in.
Sure, absolutely.
But if you bring something in and put it in a safe deposit box, for example, then you expect to get that same item back out. And so those are two different processes that the Texas Gold Bullion Depository could handle. And the question is, do you want to do one, the other, or both, as well as the electronic payment system? And as you mentioned, do you have just one depository? Or do you have multiple throughout the state of mm-hmm. Texas? And one aspect is, if you're moving items in and out, do you want to be located next to an airport for easy transportation, or should it be out in a much more rural area where it's much higher potential security and harder for people to get to? So there's a lot of logistical issues to work through, but we're just taking our time and due diligence to go through that process.
But something I want to understand, because part of what your job is to advise and inform lawmakers about, you know, the financial implications of some of the policy decisions that they're making.
Correct.
So in the course of this, if you look and see, well, wait a minute, we're talking about the repatriation of physical gold, we're talking about the storage and all this stuff, at what point do you say, as a fiduciary matter, simple fiduciary principles require me to say, wait a minute, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, we should be keeping this bullion where it is in New York. Is that something that you might do?
And we'll work through this whole process. That's what we're doing, and coming up with whether a business model works. My ultimate goal is to make sure that we have a Texas Gold Bullion Depository in Texas that is safe and secure, and everybody can rest well knowing that those metals are safe here in Texas.
Glenn Hagar is the controller of the state of Texas. Thanks very much.
Great to be with you today. Thank you.